hear discussions on what love is. Everybody speaks a different part. Love is funny. Love is sad, or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad, but it's beautiful. It's a problem, or it's play. It's a heartache, either way. But it's beautiful, and I'm thinking, if you were mine,
Rosa and But Beautiful, and a warm welcome to Beagley at Night. With me, RB, with lots of good music in the next 2 hours, mixed in with some various features that we have in the program. All the usual things in around about all the usual places. Regular listeners will know exactly what that means, and if you're new to the program, then have fun finding out. Put your arms around me. That's the instructions from the great B. Wayne.
Cuddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, oh, won't you roll those eyes? I said I don't lie. When they look at me, my heart begins to float. Then it starts a rocking like a motorboat. Oh, oh, I never knew any boy like you.
Ben Burney from the Hotel Roosevelt, because that was the Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, and Someone is Losing Susan. And I think the hotel's closed now, closed a couple of years ago. I stayed there many, many moons ago, back in 1983. I have to confess, didn't like it very much. It was the downstairs, the public rooms were really very nice, but the bedrooms were not at all exciting. Much preferred the Hilton, which was a little bit more modern, and probably my taste at the time as well. Now, of course, I'd probably love the Hotel Roosevelt, but no longer available to us, I'm afraid. And before Ben Burney, it was B. Wayne and Put Your Arms Around Me. Wasn't it Pennsylvania 65,000? Wasn't that the telephone number of the Hotel Roosevelt? Or am I just getting my facts terribly mixed up? Oh, don't worry about it. So how's your week been? Well, my week's been pretty quiet as usual, just the usual things going on and doing the shopping, although now, of course, we had a call the midwife start on Sunday, so now I have to spend the next few weeks worrying about Sister Monica Joan, because I am convinced that in every series the writers are going to do something nasty to her, and I don't think that I could take that, because I do like that character so much. So now I spend every program. I always end up in tears at the end of every program. That's just a given. But I spend every program worrying about whether she might suddenly, if she's walking down the stairs, something, I'm going, oh no, for goodness sake, please, Sister Monica Joan, be careful. It's stupid, isn't it? I know, it's just a television program, but that's just the way it is. All right, it's time for our first feature, and this is where we get to Bing. It's called Bingin' and Singin', and Bing and Singin' with Bing this week. Have a guess.
I have heard among this clan, you are called a forgotten man. Is that what they're saying? Well, did you ever? What a swell party this is. And have you heard the story of a boy, a girl, unrequited love?
Sounds like pure soap opera.
I may cry.
Tune in tomorrow.
What a swell party this is. What frails, what frocks,
what broads,
what furs,
what rods.
They're beautiful.
Why, I've never seen such gaiety.
Neither did I.
It's all just too exquis, really.
This French champagne.
Domestic.
So good for the brain.
That's what I was gonna say.
You know, you're a brilliant fellow.
Thank you.
Drink up, Jack. Please don't eat that glass, my friend. Have you heard about dear Blanche? Got run down by an avalanche.
No.
Don't worry, she's a game girl, you know. Got up and finished four.
This kid's got guts.
Having a nice time?
Grab a line.
Have you heard that Mimsy Star?
Oh, what now?
She got pinched in the Astor Bar.
Sauced again, eh?
She was stoned.
Well, did you ever?
Never.
What a swell party this is.
I'm gonna have a drink.
I may have a bit of the bubbly myself.
Don't get hurt.
Oh, no. It's great.
Oh, it's great.
It's grand.
So grand.
It's wonderland. La 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 la. We sing.
We sing.
So rare.
So rare.
Like old Camembert, like Barbara.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-bum.
Don't dig that kind of crooning, chum.
You must be one of the newer fellas.
Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party, a swell party, a swell again, elegant party.
Drink to your health.
Nah, let's drink to your wealth.
You're my bon ami.
Hey, that's French.
A liberty
fraternity.
Have you heard? It's in the stars. Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party. Swell party. Swelling and elegant party. This is
it so good.
You never had 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 it so good, sister.
Miles
of happy faces,
stars.
Different styles and races. Still, we're one big neighborhood.
You never, I mean never, ever had it so good. So good, so good.
Ice cream on your apple pie.
That's good.
That's good.
Mountain streams and fish to fry.
Yum, yum.
That's good.
Flag that you can wave about.
That's good.
That's good.
A mind that you can speak right out. That's good. That's good.
What our forefathers said still goes. Any American knows. You never had it so good.
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 You never had it so good, sister.
Miles
of happy faces,
styles.
Different styles and races.
Still, we're one big neighborhood.
You never, I mean never, ever had it so good. So good, so good, so good.
The corn upon the Kansas plain.
That's good.
That's good.
And frozen foods in cellophane.
That's good.
That's good.
A hot dog in a bleacher seat.
That's good.
A town hall where the people meet.
That's good.
That's good.
Old John Hancock, he said it fine.
He put it right on the line. You never had it so good, mister. You never had it so good. You never had it so good, sister. Miles of happy faces, different styles and races. Still, we're one big neighborhood.
You never, I mean never, ever had it so good, so good, so good, so good.
Not ever.
Never had it so good from Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby, Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians also thrown in there somewhere. And before that, from the film High Society, Well Did You Ever? And of course, singing with Bing Crosby this week, Frank Sinatra. And we'll have some more people singing with Bing around about the same time next week. Time now to go off to Holger's house. Holger lives in Germany, although he presents a great program of music every week here on Angel Radio. Today, actually, at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And every week he sends us a song from his house, and he has done that this week. And we're going to hear from Leo Monnesen. And Holger says that Leo Monnesen was born in 1897 in old Russia. He fled in 1918 from the communists and lived in Warsaw, Paris, Vienna and Berlin from 1923. He made hundreds of recordings in Germany under various different names, but he fled there in 1933 from the Nazis and went to live in France, Spain and eventually the United States. He died in 1967 in New York, and the song is called Du Schwarzer Zigeuner. Leo Monnesen.
Thank you. Schweizer Zigeuner. Komm, spiel mir was vor, denn ich will vergessen heut, was ich verlor. Du schwarzer Zigeuner, du kennst meinen Schmerz, und wenn deine Geige weint, weint auch mein Herz. Spiel mir das süße Lied aus goldener Zeit, spiel mir das alte Lied von Lieb und Leid. Schwarzer Zigeuner, komm, spiel mir ins Ohr, denn ich will vergessen ganz, was ich verlor. Schwarzer Zigeuner, komm, spiel mir ins Ohr, denn ich will vergessen ganz, was ich verlor.
Great stuff, Leo Mollison and Du Schwarzer Zigeuner. And don't forget, you can hear Holger right here on Angel Radio, Wednesday afternoons, 2 p.m. Time now for us to remember Iris. Iris was a great presenter here on Angel Radio and was very instrumental, although she did not know it, in getting me here on Angel Radio and gave me the confidence to, first of all, get in touch with the management and say, oh, can I have a go, please? It was because of listening to Iris and her positive comments that I ended up here. So each week in memory of her, we play a couple of her favorite tunes, and this week is absolutely no exception.
Pine tree, pine over me, now that my love is gone. Pine tree, you seem to be the only one pining for me.
Oh, from your tree top, your tree top so high, talk to my darling, tell her how I cry, say that I pray she'll come back someday, that I still love her while she's far away.
Pine tree, pine over me, now that my love is gone. Pine tree, you seem to be the only one pining for me.
as I cruised out one evening upon a night's career, I spied a lofty clipper ship, and to her I did steer. I hoisted out my signals, which she so quickly knew, and when she saw my bunting fly, she immediately hove to.
She had a dark and a roving eye, and her hair hung down in ringlets. She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind.
I took her for some fish and chips, and treated her so fine, and hardly did I realize she was the roving kind. I kissed her lips, I missed her lips, and found to my surprise she was nothing but a pirate ship rigged up in a disguise.
She had a dark and a roving eye,
and her hair hung down in ringlets.
She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind.
So come all ye good sailor men who sail the wintry sea, and come all you apprentice lads, a warning take from me. Beware of lofty clipper ships, they'll be the ruin of you. For 'twas there she made me walk the plank and pushed me under too.
She had a dark and a roving eye, and her hair hung down in ringlets.
She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind.
She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but
one of the roving kind.
Oh, great stuff. And that was Pine Tree, Pine Over Me from Joan Regan and Dickie Valentine. In the middle there, we heard Alfie for the 1968 version from Frank Jacksfield and his orchestra, because there is another version from a couple of years later on. And then we had Guy Mitchell with The Roving Kind, with the orchestra and chorus under the direction of Mitch Miller. Three songs that we remember our Iris this week here on Beagley at Night.
Angel Radio, a team of 70 volunteers working just for you.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality.
Now, I get to choose Beagley's Big Three this week, which is most unusual because usually somebody out there in Angel Radio Land chooses. But it's my turn this week, and I'm going back to my folk days when I was but a nipper, and one of the best folk singers around then also happens to be one of the best folk singers around now. His name now is the same as his name then. Here are three songs from Mr. Ralph McTell.
Thank you.
stirs her inky finger in the water of the day. A tired sun drops slowly in the sky, and everywhere the gentle air hangs heavy with the day's song. Evening calls the lamplighter to come. Children's wooden hoops go clattering down the street. Soon they're called inside, it's getting late. The brown canal now splashed with red reflects on swallows' wings. The lamplighter knows the song the evening sings. But the gas lamps stand like soldiers, hiss warnings to the wind. Their evening vespers prophesy of war. The world divides and men take sides. The spark bursts into flame. Nothing can be quite the same again. A dog barks in the distance. A child cries in her sleep. Night waits for the dawn with bated breath. The old school, the old rule, rung out on the muffin man's bell. The lamplighter has made his nightly call. Dreams of hope and peace and clattering down the streets, empty like the promises they've made. The wars rage on, and if I'm wrong, will someone please explain that peace is not the lamplighter, 'cause he's not coming back again.
I thought it would be interesting to throw in just a couple of instrumentals there. We started off with Willoughby's Farm, in the middle there, England 1914, and then we had something called Riz Racklaroo, with which I guess is an anagram, but I haven't been able to figure it out. R-I-Z-R-A-K-L-A-R-U. If you can figure it out, let me know. I'm sure somebody has done somewhere, but it's too early in the morning or too late at night, depending on your point of view, to worry about that. Beagle's Big Three this week from Ralph McTell. And if you would like to be the purveyor of music in this section next week, then please feel free to contact me, roy@angelradio.uk, or you can give the good folks a call during usual office hours at 0800 014 1955, and ask them if they would be very kind to pass your message on to me via email, and they usually are very kind and do that. And let's see now, where are we? Well, we've got a couple of minutes before we go on to Tell Me a Story, so how about this? Is Champagne Orchestra and 00. Okay, time now for Tell Me a Story, and this is a slot in the program which varies each week, completely different from the week before. Next week will be completely different from this week. This week I think it's a rather interesting interview with Alfred Hitchcock, who is talking on the three theories of film editing.
Mr. Hitchcock, most critics have always considered Shadow of a Doubt, which you made in 1943, as your finest film.
Me too.
That is your opinion of it still.
Oh, no question.
In Shadow of a Doubt, of course, as in all Hitchcock films, your use of the camera has always been unique. The whole technical side of filmmaking, especially editing, has been a principal concern of yours. Would you be good enough to explain some of the basic methods in the cinematic approach to storytelling?
Well, you have two kinds of what we might call montage. I think we call it cutting. It isn't exactly that. Cutting implies severing something. It really should be called assembly. Mosaic is assembling something to create a whole. Montage means the assembly of pieces of film which, moved in rapid succession before the eye, create an idea. Of course, the most elementary form is the juxtaposition of imagery in various sizes. You know, a lot of people think that cutting is, or we'll say montage or assembly, is taking a man from one place to another and jumping into a close-up of him, which Griffith invented, it's true. But to me, it goes much deeper. And as I say, the picture cycle contained quite an amount of cinematic approach to this, to its basic content. In the first place, we had in it the murder of a woman in a shower, of a nude woman. Now, as you know, you could not take the camera and just show a nude woman being stabbed to death. It had to be done impressionistically. So it was done with little pieces of film. The head, the feet, the hand, the parts of the torso.
Shadow on the curtain.
Everything, you see, was used. The shower itself. I think in that scene there were 78 pieces of film in about 45 seconds. Now, that's one kind. Now we'll take another kind, which I would prefer to call, say, the orchestration. Loud notes, soft notes, and so forth. The second murder in Psycho was treated quite differently. It showed a detective coming up the stairs, the audience already aware that a monster was around. So they were apprehensive for him, but they didn't know when it was going to happen. So I have this man mounting the stairs in what we would call a medium shot, a waist shot. And he gets to the top of the stairs. Then I take the camera and put it very, very high, way, way high, above the ceiling almost, as though we're looking down on the whole thing. And a little figure runs out with a raised knife. And the hand goes up with the knife into the air and starts to bring it down. Now remember, these are two tiny figures. Then the next cut is a big head of the man as the knife goes across his face. Now, this is size of image put together to create shock. In other words, if it were music, it would be tremolos on the violin and suddenly a brass instrument, which is the big close-up. And from that he fell and went back. So there's an illustration of using the size of the image to create shock, or whatever you will. Now, the third way is what one might call pure cinematics, the assembly of film, and how it can be changed to create a different idea. Now, we have a close-up. Let me show what he sees. Let's assume he saw a woman holding a baby in her arms. Now, we cut back through his reaction to what he sees. And he smiles. Now, what is he as a character? He's a kindly man. He's sympathetic. Now, let's take the middle piece of film away, The Woman with the Child, but leave his two pieces of film as they were. Now we'll put in a piece of film of a girl in a bikini. He looks, girl in a bikini, he smiles. What is he now? The dirty old man. He's no longer the benign gentleman who loves babies. That's the difference. That's what film can do for you.
Very clever indeed. Alfred Hitchcock talking in the CBC TV series Telescope, broadcast in Canada in 1964. And whilst we're with Alfred Hitchcock, let's just get a couple of quick words from the great man on fear.
You see, it all starts with a baby, we'll say, at the age of 6 months. And the mother says, boo, and scares the hell out of the baby, gives it the hiccups. And then the baby giggles. There's its first moment of fear. Later on, it's on a swing, getting higher and higher, and catching its breath when it goes too high. And so it goes. We all enjoy, shall we say, putting our toe in the cold water of fear.
And finally, any views on actors?
I've always said that actors are cattle, actually. But at least the birds do as they're told. I don't think so. I think that birds are very useful animals. They make awfully good dinners.
One night Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house something stirred when he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground. You're kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. Oh, there ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Busy day, we got things to do, we got eggs to lay, we got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Hey, hey, boss man, what do you say? It's easy pickings, ain't nobody here but us chickens.
A I don't know, it just seemed right after what Alfred Hitchcock said before that. That was Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens. And before that, in Tell Me a Story, some pieces from Alfred Hitchcock, which I hope you enjoyed. Fear and editing, and I love the bit about actors being cattle. I bet they didn't, though. We'll have some more Tell Me a Story around about the same time next week here on Beagley at Night.
If you got to make a fool of somebody, if you got to make a fool of someone, do you really gotta hurt me? I'm the one that worries about you. If you got to make a fool of somebody, if you got to make a fool of someone,
Shannon, and if you've got to make a fool of somebody. Well, we was having chickens earlier on, but let's go back to food for just a little while, shall we? I think this is Japanese sukiyaki. Sukiyaki, and that came from Frankie Carl and his orchestra. To take us up to a little bit of posh, here's a guy who I love, and I know you do as well, Mr. Nat King Cole.
Our love affair
is a wondrous thing that we'll rejoice in remembering. Our love was born with our first embrace, and a page was torn out of time and space. Our love affair may it always be a flame to burn through eternity. So take my hand with a fervent prayer that we may live and we may a love affair to remember. So take my hand with a fervent prayer that we may live and we may share a love affair to remember.
To remember, as if you're likely to forget any of them, quite frankly, but that was Nat King Cole. Oh, beautiful song. You are listening to Beagle at Night. A very good morning to you. If you've just joined us, you've missed a really good first hour, but I promise you the second hour will be just as up to snuff. We are on FM in Havant and Gosport and Portsmouth, various DAB multiplexes up and down and left and right across the United Kingdom, and of course around the world on the internet, and you can get details of where you can get us on that at angelradio.co.uk. Time now for a little bit of Posh, and this is where we play something that doesn't really fit in with the rest of the music that we play here on the program, although just lately it's been a right mixed bag. But I think you're going to really like this morning's little piece, and it is from one of my favorite operas, although there's no singing in it, so that actually might give you a clue. Here is the Slovenian Radio Symphony Orchestra, and that is conducted by Anton Nanut. Thank you. Oh, to be able to write something like that. That was from Handel's Largo, and playing the piece there was the Slovenian Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Anton Nanut. We'll have another piece of music for you, or it could be something else, right about the same time next week when we have a little bit of posh. Right now, according to my list, it's Julie Andrews, Before I Gaze at You Again. Julie Andrews, and Before I Gaze at You Again. If I sound a little bit confused, and I am confused, it's because all of the records that I brought with me have all got the wrong records inside of them. I don't know how that happened, and it's been fine up until now, but that Julie Andrews song that I played actually should have been something by Robert Goulet. So very surprised when it said it was Julie Andrews, but there you go, all the records are now wrong, so I don't quite know what I'm going to do about that. I just hope that the next three are all from Doris Day, because it is time now for Day at Night, and this is where we have two, three, sometimes four songs from Doris Day. This week I think it's to be three, fingers crossed.
When you walk with love, night will turn to day. Love will take you in her arms and help you find
always one beneath that sun.
a good sign. Cling to him closer and say, please be mine. But just remember you won't see it shine 100 years from today. Just remember you won't see it shine 100 years from today.
Splendid Perfection, if you don't mind me saying so. Actually, Splendid Perfection could be a title of a Doris Day song, couldn't it? We started off with The Everlasting Arms, absolutely beautiful, and then we had 100 Years From Today, and finished it off with A Fellow Needs a Girl. And we'll be having a couple more songs from Doris Day at around about the same time next week.
Slips away. What vibration?
Well, that was Anita Kerr and Lady, and before that, Burt Comfort and Plaisir d'Amour. And I think, Lazy, didn't Burt Comfort do that one as well? I think he did. And of course, everybody's done Plaisir d'Amour, and most people have done it really very nicely as well. Very old song. I love the versions by Nana Mouskouri. I say versions, of course, she's actually done two of them. To my knowledge, she's probably done more. But the two that I've heard are in French. She's probably sung them in other weird languages as well, like Pekingese and Dachshund and goodness knows what else. She's just absolutely brilliant, Nana Mouskouri. Should we have some Nana Mouskouri? Going on about an hour, aren't I? Yeah, let's have some Nana Mouskouri. That'll cheer us all up, I know. I've been familiar with Nana Mouskouri. I think the first album of hers I ever actually purchased, yeah, I do mean I purchased, was back in 1963, and it was an all-Greek one, and it had lots of really good stuff on that I really enjoyed, and I've enjoyed Nana Mouskouri from that day to this. She is absolutely brilliant, in my opinion. Truly classified superstar, worldwide superstar. Nana Mouskouri does that. Tom Jones does that, I think. Shirley Bassey as well. Truly international superstars. So I hope you enjoyed that. Okay, it's confession time, I think.
Sweet confession. lover.
I'm confessing that I love you. Tell me, do you love me too? I'm confessing that I need you. Honest, I do. Every single moment in your eyes I read some strange things. But your lips deny the truth.
Dreaming dreams of you in vain. I'm confessing that I love you. Over again.
Over again. I'm afraid someday you'll leave me. Say, can we still be friends? If you go, you know you'll greet me. All the life on you depends. Sweet lover, am I guessing that you love me?
Your station, a team of 70 volunteers working just for you. Angel Radio.
Strong as a mountain and deep as the sea, my love for you will go on endlessly. No need to wander, no. Here in my heart, you're at home. You must believe me, there's no other way. You must believe me that day after day. Strong as a mountain, deep as the sea, that is how my love will be. You must believe me, there's no other way. You must believe me that day after day. Strong as a mountain, deep as the sea, that is how my love will be. Strong as a mountain, deep as the sea, that is how my love will be.
Strong as a mountain from Burl Ives, and before that, April Stevens and Nino Tempo, and I'm confessing that I love you. Coming up next is a song that lots of people have recorded, including, amazingly, Jimmy Tarbuck. But this is one of the better versions, not that Jimmy's is bad in any way, shape or form. Peter, Paul and Mary.
Oh,
and I wish he were mine. He never drank water, he always drank wine. His bridle was silver, his mane it was gold.
So much good stuff when they were around, and they were around for such a long time. And I think that was from the third album from about 1965, and the song, of course, is well-known, Stewball. And as I say, lots of people have done it, but the people doing it there, Peter, Paul, and the beloved Mary. This is Jane Morgan.
Moments here, I'm almost in your arms. Tonight the mood is right, I'm almost in your arms. One sigh, one word, and I will rush to your embrace. Say that certain word, sigh that certain sigh, and with all my heart to your arms I'll fly. It's strange how we are changed by things that seem so small. One look can write a book, one touch can say it all. We've known those nights alone, and now we found our way. I'm almost in your arms, almost in your arms to stay. Changed by things that seem so small. One look can write a book, one touch can say it all. We've known those nights alone, and now we found our way. I'm almost in your arms, almost in your arms to stay.
There's a summer place where it may rain or storm, yet I'm safe and warm, for within that summer place your arms reach out to me, and my heart from all care, for it knows there are no gloomy skies when seen through the eyes of those who are blessed with love and the sweet secret of a summer place. Is that it's anywhere when two people share all their hopes, all their dreams, all their
though I should know who wrote that, but for the life of me it has escaped me. But that was Andy Williams and Summer Place, and before that the great Jane Morgan and Where the Blue of the Night Means the meets the Gold of the Day. And we're certainly heading in that direction, but I've got about another 15-16 minutes here on the program, so let's not waste it talking, shall we?
Oh boy. ta chanson.
The great Luis Mariano, and that was, of course, Lara's theme, or as they say in French, Chanson de Lara. I have to tell you these things because it's on the record label, and if I don't, I get told. Luis Mariano, that sounds more Italian, doesn't it, or Spanish or Portuguese, so I'm not quite sure why it's called Chanson de Lara, but I'm sure somebody has a very good reason somewhere, although it's totally escaped me, is all I can say. This is, who should we have now? How about the Three Admirals and Stormy Weather? Weather? Weather, even. Dropping my words now.
Thank you.
nothing but moon love. Will you be gone when the dawn comes stealing through? Are these just moon dreams, grand while the moon beams? But when the moon fades away, will my dreams come true? Much as I love you, don't let me love you. If I must pay for your kiss with lonely tears, say it's not moon love, tell me it's true love. Say you'll be mine when the moon disappears.
Question: what's better than one Glenn Miller and his orchestra tune? The answer: two tunes.
Always in my heart.
Always is in my heart with Ray Eberly on the vocals there, and before that, Moon Love with Glenn Miller and his orchestra. I said earlier on two tunes, you remember back, I think it was the 70s, used to be a commercial on television for tunes. They were like cough lozenges, or they would make you be able to breathe more easily. And the tagline was, tunes help you breathe more easily. But they used to call them tunes. Tunes help you breathe more easily. But that was when you had had the tunes. Before you had the tunes, you can't call like that. You were all stuffed up. And the person that was in the commercial was named Malcolm. And the mother was going, oh, Malcolm. And I think everybody in Malcolm, named Malcolm in the UK, hated that commercial for years. I don't know why, it just came to me. What can I say? I think I'd better go. That's probably the easiest thing to say. But before I do, I'd like to thank you for joining me for the last couple of hours. I've had a blast. I hope you have enjoyed the music. And I'll be back around about the same time next week, all being well, when we get to do it all again. So I do hope you will join me then. Until then, have yourselves a good week and a safe week. And may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.
If I was a blackbird, I'd whistle and sing, and I'd follow the ship that my true love sails in. And on the top rigging, I'd there build my nest, and I'd pillow my head on his lily white breast. I am a young maiden, and my story is sad. For once I was courted by a brave sailor lad. He courted me truly by night and by day, but now he has left me and gone far away. Take me to Donnybrook Fair to buy me red ribbon to tie up my hair. And I know that someday he'll come back over the tide. Then surely he'll make me his own loving bride. His parents, they chide me and will not agree that I and my sailor boy married should be. But let them deride me and do what they will. While there's breath in my body, he's the one I love still. Blackbird, I'd whistle and sing, and I'd follow the ship that my true love sails in. And on the top rigging, I'd there build my nest, and I'd pillow my head on his lily white breast.